This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, February 16th. Royal Caribbean marked the first construction milestone for its second Icon-class ship at Meyer Turku Shipyard in Finland on Tuesday. During a ceremony, the first piece of steel was cut for the not-yet-named vessel, which is scheduled to launch in 2025. The ship will follow Icon of the Seas, which is set to debut next January and will be the largest cruise ship in the world. A third Icon-class ship will join the fleet in 2026. And the City Council in Monterey Bay, California, has voted to terminate the city services to cruise passengers visiting on ships. The decision is to discourage cruise lines from calling in Monterey due to concerns over accidental discharge in the bay. City Manager Hans Olslar said, quote, "It is my hope that this step will signal the cruise ship industry that they are no longer welcomed by our city. Since the city can't ban cruise ships from the bay, they will still be allowed to drop anchor and tender guests to shore, but they'll have to hire their own staff at the port." Typically, Monterey has 7 to 12 cruise calls per year. Seven cruise lines have calls to Monterey scheduled for this year. And MSC Cruises has announced its 2025 World Cruise aboard MSC Magnifica. The 116-night voyage is scheduled to visit 50 destinations in 21 countries, taking passengers across five continents and three of the world's largest oceans. The ship will start in the Med before heading to South America, then the South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, and then Asia. Perks of the World Cruise include a dining and drink package, 15 shore excursions, and 30% off laundry. The cruise starts at $13,199 per person, but you get 30% off laundry. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 2.5%, 12.19. Royal Caribbean only up 0.5%, 75.75. And Norwegian up 3.8%, 18.11. Breaking news and this week's podcast, a review of Virgin Voyage's Valiant Lady at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Have a tip or a lead on a news story? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.